Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I am a former middle school teacher, and for the last about year and a half, year and a quarter, I've been a college professor. And really, that's the theme of today's episode. I want to talk about something that I'm really grateful for, and it's that I'm thankful for teachers. So if you're a teacher, I just want to say ahead of time, thank you. And if you're expecting some kind of deep thoughts or whatever from this particular episode, something that's going to challenge your thinking, it's not it. You can skip it now. It's basically going to be me gushing about how much I appreciate teachers and what they do. So that's kind of it. See, it's a late morning on a Wednesday. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and I have this string of meetings and a stack of paperwork and all of these things on my to-do list. But right now, in this moment when I'm recording this podcast, I'm thinking about the classroom. I'm remembering the way we would do a maker project on the day before Thanksgiving. We were learning, yes, but it never quite felt like school. It was almost sneaky, maybe even quietly subversive. We would do things where we had cardboard and duct tape, and we would make things from scratch. We would do the bridge challenge with the noodles, the spaghetti noodles, and the marshmallows. We would do solar challenges, all these fun hands-on kind of learning. And right now, in this moment, I miss that. I miss the day before Thanksgiving. But I'm also thinking about something else. This has me thinking about the teacher candidates in my cohort. See, I work with 14 graduate students. They got their degrees in something else, and now they're going to become teachers. They're getting a master's of arts in teaching. And I love that because that's exactly what it is. It's the art of teaching. And that's what they're learning. I'm thinking about the next generation of teachers who will step into the classroom and change the world forever. They'll make mistakes. Lessons are going to flop. They will yell or cry or maybe both. Probably both. There will be gut-wrenching and soul-wrenching moments, and there will be exhaustion. Tons of it. But still, they will show up again week after week on Monday mornings when they feel like they have nothing left to give, and they will be passionate, and they will teach with wisdom and humility, and they will do this over and over and over again. They will love kids who society deems as unlovable and as broken and as damaged goods, and they will find a way to make those students feel whole again. They will ditch the scripted curriculum and take their students off-road on an adventure. They will refine their craft and continue to improve. They will build empathy and creativity and problem solving in a way that most of the public never realizes, but also in a way that their students will remember forever. And they will do this because they are teachers. So if you're a teacher, thank you for what you do. Thank you for helping kids fall in love with reading by finding fascinating novels and interesting informational texts. I know that you spend your breaks and your summers reading young adult angsty novels because you want your students to fall in love with literature. Thank you for helping kids who are afraid of math, realizing that numbers can be a playground too. Thank you for helping to reduce their math anxiety. Thank you for helping students find their voice in writing and in multimedia composition. Thank you for raising up the next generation of scientists and engineers by teaching the art of inquiry and observation and experimentation. Thank you for raising up critical thinking citizens and for taking students on an exploration of previous eras and times if you teach social studies. Thank you for all the elective teachers for helping them have a refuge and a safe place outside of the core curriculum. Thank you for encouraging them to become makers and thinkers and dreamers. Thank you for, if you teach PE, helping them to move and to become healthy people, whole people. All of this is valuable and important and crucial. It's no secret that the national climate right now is pretty dark. It's actually really dark. There's a lot of hurt and anger and sarcasm and, well, darkness. But you've been a light. You've been a refuge for your student in the midst of all of this, not just in the last couple weeks or even in the last year, but for your entire career. You have been a light. So I just want to say happy Thanksgiving, but more importantly, I want to say thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for loving students. Thank you for being passionate about teaching. Thank you for changing the world day in and day out. What you do is incredibly valuable, and you know that. That's why you do it. But sometimes you can feel underappreciated or even unappreciated. And what I want to say is very clearly, you are amazing for what you do. So, thank you. Hey, if you enjoy this podcast at all, would you leave a review on iTunes? That would mean the world to me. This is how people find out about the podcast. This makes it easier to search. And it lets people know that I'm like, you know, a real podcaster. Maybe I'm not. I don't really know. But anyway, it would mean the world to me. And it would help people find it. So if you could leave a review on iTunes, that would be a great way to show your love for this podcast.